You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on a Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura alongside Michael Regei in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. And just to remind you, training camp is coming July the 26th. That's 17 days away, folks, through August 15th. Register now at ClevelandBrowns.com to reserve your spot at training camp. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to register today, Michael. A lot of talk, obviously, today about LeBron, a lot about Johnny Manziel. I think, and this is something that I would throw out there to people thinking about LeBron, another benefit of LeBron James coming here, because we know Johnny's linked with Maverick Carter and that marketing agency, that's who handles his stuff. LeBron James has never ended up with a picture in a social media setting that has cast him in an unfavorable light, and I know that he gets after it from time to time. I think that his influence in terms of what it takes, in terms of work ethic, in terms of surrounding yourself with the right people would be invaluable for Johnny Manziel if he were to come back to Cleveland. I think that would be one of the best things that could happen for the Browns in terms of the development of Johnny Manziel. And it hasn't been an angle talked about a lot, but I think it's a very, very important ancillary side benefit of this for Cleveland in general, is that I think it would be a wonderful thing and would provide some real top-level mentorship and tutelage for Johnny Manziel.
With his notoriety and LeBron's worldwide renown, he has done an impeccable, over-the-top job of keeping everything along the type of light we're just speaking of in its proper perspective. He's never, ever, and kudos, too, to Maverick Carter and Rich Paul and Randy Mims and his entire camp and those, because it is very tight-knit. But more to the point, Nathan, they have done a absolutely superb job. You're right. There has never been anything of a consequence that would put him, his brand, or any of them in a situation that was going to draw a negative light to LeBron James. And, yep. And I think in this day and age, that's pretty remarkable to be able to say. So given that, if there's something, and we know the connect with as we said, Maverick and representing Johnny Manziel and his marketing branding side, and, of course, that being a large part of the LeBron camp, if there's something that could be gained there, then, yeah, that could be extremely beneficial to Johnny Manziel and maybe how he goes about now his downtime, his off time, given his popularity and renown.
Yeah, I think it would be a valuable lesson. Somebody who has handled fame on the level of Johnny Manziel, I think that he could certainly help, you know, kind of coach and educate Johnny on what it means to do at that level as a professional, because LeBron went through it as an amateur with his renown while he was at St. Vincent St. Mary's as a high school player, and then coming in and being a professional just could be a nice side benefit. Again, to recap, the Cavs have made a trade that has cleared the space necessary to give a max deal to LeBron James. He will be with Pat Riley as well, meeting today at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. So hopefully some news will come out, and hopefully for Cleveland it is good news. Reg, it has been a pleasure working with you the past couple of weeks. I loved it. I will not be with you tomorrow. Jim Donovan will be in for me tomorrow, Hanford Dixon on Friday. But always a pleasure, and very much looking forward to doing stuff with you around this Cleveland Browns football team post-games. I know we're going to do that together coming up for the 2014 season.
Yeah, right back at you, Nathan. Always a terrific time, and we'll get it really in full gear when July 26 rolls around, the Browns get to training camp. But yeah, Jim Donovan tomorrow, and then Hanford Dixon on Friday, and we're gonna finish this Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, week real strong with all kinds of things and maybe a few surprises too. So we'll look forward to it at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Absolutely, got to thank our great producer Jason Gibbs, thank Kevin Jones from ClevelandBrowns.com for stopping by, and again, you can get that full great Paul Kruger story and accompanying video piece right now on the Browns official website. Stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard next. Lots of LeBron talk on ESPN Cleveland. This was Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.